Now joining me is first-year Thunder Basin Bolt head volleyball coach Winnette Martin. Hey, Winnette, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for asking. So it's been a crazy offseason with your move from Wright to Thunder Basin. How does it feel to now just focus on coaching volleyball?
You know, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm lucky that I'm at where I'm at. I've had a ton of support from my administration and the parents and kids, and it's been great. So although this last spring was kind of chaotic, you know, we're here, and it's going great.
Now, how's the offseason gone with your squad as far as workouts and camps are concerned?
We attended a couple different team camps, and then, of course, we hosted our own skill camp here, which is open to anybody in Gillette, and that went great. You know, we had some great coaches come in, and I'm excited about that. You know, I'm hoping next year we get a few more kids coming and we make this a huge camp. So,
now let's preview the team so far. Who has stepped up in each position during your practices?
Gosh, you know, I wish I could say, you know, one person here, one person there, but the kids really have taken that whole team theme. And it's all of them. They've all stepped up, and at different times, they've been the ones saying, you know, hey, we need to go harder, or we need to do this faster, or we need to do, you know. So each one of the kids, like, they've each taken a turn with that. And I think that kind of takes the pressure off of them individually. And as a team, that's why it works. So it's been great.
Now, who are some players you're seeing so far that are, one, leading by example, and also, two, leading vocally?
Oh, my gosh. We have several girls that are doing that, but you know, we have McCrady Miller, who she is, you know, she played last year for the Camels, and she's great. You know, being a setter, that's what you want out of that position. She's a quarterback. Then, you know, we have Stacey Kelly, who she has just been another one that's been amazing, stepping up and saying, hey, come on, we need to do this, and we can do better. And she just sees, you know, bigger, badder, better from us all the time, and she's pushing to that. So, you know, that's been great. And then, you know, we have some silent leaders that are super positive. They aren't yelling in practice as much, but, you know, they're right there and they're keeping that team together. So we have, you know, we have Michael and Janae and Allie, and those round out our seniors. And those girls, you know, at different times, they all step in, but in different facets. And so it's been great.
Now, at fall practice so far, what are some positives you've seen? And also, if any, what concerns do you have for this team?
You know, I don't know that I have concerns. We're going to have things, of course, that we're going to have to work on and try and get better. But I wouldn't say that, you know, I have concerns. It's coaching and volleyball, and it's kind of crazy. But, you know, we're going to go to Cheyenne to that tournament and see what we need to work on. And we're going to go from there and just try to improve every week. Some things that I have really seen that has just been amazing out of these girls, from freshmen through seniors, are these kids are really trying to make changes that we're asking, and they're trying to do everything, you know, that the coaches are pushing for, and they're buying into that. And sometimes that's hard to get kids to do, but these guys, they believe in what we're doing. And so I think we're going to make great strides here in the next few years where, you know, we're hoping to become a 4A force. So that's going to be our goal.
A few more questions. Now, recently you have earned Wyoming Region 7 accolades. For those who don't know, explain that process.
Well, basically how it works is, you know, you get nominated for Coach of the Year, and then they proceed to a committee gets together and they vote and they pick a coach out of those top coaches that they want to nominate to represent the state of Wyoming and go on to hopefully get Region 7, which I got that honor last year for the Coach of the Year for Wyoming. This year, you know, I'm hoping maybe I can luck out and get that Region 7, but there's just so many amazing coaches that I think it's going to be pretty tough, you know. But it's super flattering to just be nominated, so I'm excited about that.
Now, congratulations for that. And I know
thank you.
You don't necessarily like to talk about yourself. You're very team-minded, so I'll do it for you. Let me preface this next question by saying, at Wright, you didn't lose a conference match in over 4 years. You led the Lady Panthers to a three-peat and four state titles over the last six seasons. Even though it's year one, as a Bolt, there are some high expectations. It seems as if you feed off the added pressure. With the high expectations, what is the mindset you want to instill in your team?
You know, we've been working on one huge theme this year, and it's basically we're not going to settle. We're not just going to take, you know, every point, every set, every match matters, and the kids are really buying into that. So we're not settling in practice on any given ball. We're not settling with missed serves. We're not settling. And I think the kids, they're just thriving on that. And every time they're playing, they're in drills, we're doing the competition level's just rising, and it's exciting to see them just improving every day, every time they touch the ball. So it's so exciting.
Now, as you mentioned, you open your season at the Cheyenne Invitational Friday, and you play this week. And how excited are you just to get back on that court?
Yeah, I'm super excited. I am, like, I love the game of volleyball, and I feel so blessed to be here in Gillette. And there really aren't any words to truly explain that other than, you know, I am. I'm just very lucky to be here, and I have a great opportunity here. And the parents have been super supportive. The kids have been super supportive. The, you know, my staff has been just amazing. I have probably one of the best coaching staffs in the state. I just love my staff. And then to top that off, I have an administration that, I mean, they're just, yeah, talk about supportive and excited and positive. And, you know, there's just a lot of energy at Thunder, and it's a positive energy. So what can I say? I'm super excited to get this season started and see what we can do and see what we need to work on. That's the biggest thing. I love going to tournaments preseason just to see what do we need to work on. You know, what are we going to start aiming for? You know, maybe I think we're going to struggle in one area and we end up struggling in another, you know. So that's the great part about going to tournaments is just to see where do we need to regain our focus in practice.